Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
Who needs an Arcan Fire without Arcan anyway? Call it the Mega One Lions Fire here for tonight.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'll gladly take that. And Mego, I do want to direct it to you and give you the platform for your your Commanders, because I do feel like there was a lot that happened this weekend that we need to get into a little bit. Obviously, the tough loss to Seattle, but the bigger issue, obviously, Jaden Daniels with that dislocated elbow. I guess the question I have for you is: were you okay with Dan Quinn? Well, obviously, you couldn't be okay with him leaving Jaden Daniels in, but do you blame Dan Quinn for leaving Jaden Daniels in at that time, forcing the injury?
I don't blame Dan Quinn, because I think that he is a little bit of the same mindset as a lot of coaches, where he seems to be a little bit of like a culture guy, players coach. And so it doesn't surprise me that Jaden's like, I haven't played much recently. I'm constantly dealing with injury issues. I want to stay in the game and see through the game. And that Dan Quinn would say, okay. Like, I don't necessarily put that on him. I don't think it's as galling as when they let RG3 play after he had already screwed up his knee in the playoffs. Like, there are different levels of this. Was it reckless to have him in? Yes. Was it totally negligent? I think you can make that argument, but I wouldn't, because of who Dan Quinn has been to those guys in the locker room and the relationship he has. At the same time, like, from a fan perspective, I didn't like seeing it, especially because of the way that it turned out. And I would like them to just, obviously he's probably going to be shut down for the season, but just shut him down completely no matter what happens. Let him get healthy in this offseason and start over again next year.
You read my mind, because I was going to say, a lot of people drew a line from the RG3 injury to this, and like, RG3 shouldn't have even probably been playing in that game, and then they left him in too long on top of it, and that was just a really bad situation. Different ownership group too, and all that. We know what that ownership group was like there. This, I think it was somewhat reckless to leave him in, but I don't think it was like clue. Like, I think the RG3 thing was borderline malicious.
It was hard to watch in the moment. Were when they put him back in, you were like, this is hurtful.
Yeah, like the RG3 thing was like incompetence, and which is weird, because Mike Shanahan was the coach, is a good coach, but it was like
McVay, Kyle Shanahan, like that coaching staff was absolutely stacked.
Yeah, and there was someone else on that staff. Oh, Mike McDaniel, I think, was an entry-level assistant there. But point is, like, that was incompetence and borderline malicious. Like, you ruined that guy's career for what? And they intentionally made that decision. This, it wasn't smart.
Right.
But I don't think it was like that.
That's what it was. It wasn't smart.
And they paid the price.
X-ray came back clean for structural damage, so it's dislocated, but he should just be put on ice quite literally for a couple months here.
All right, John, I'll go to you for this one. I'll stay with NFL quarterbacks. There's a development going on out west. Talking about a former Patriot, not too long ago was here. Jacoby Brissett is now the man in Arizona. He's going to be the Cardinals' quarterback going forward because Kyler Murray was placed on injured reserve. Now, everyone's kind of saying that's the nail in the coffin maybe for Kyler Murray's career, John. Do you think Kyler Murray has any future in Arizona left?
So when you said Patriots quarterback out west, I was getting ready for a Mac Jones question, to be honest with you. But look, I've never been a believer in Kyler Murray. I think he was overrated from the time he got drafted. Much like Cliff Kingsbury as a head coach, probably should have never been a head coach of the Cardinals. Murray should have never been okay, he was good at Oklahoma with Lincoln Riley, and that was fun, and I get it, but never been able. Not only is he size-wise for the position, not the size you want, but you just look at his play style. It's reckless. Has he really gotten better over the course of his career? And the icing on the cake to me is when you're in a contract negotiation with a guy and you have to talk about limiting his time playing video games and making sure he studies at home, that's not the guy. It's just not. So I've never been a believer in him. I think Jacoby Brissett probably gives them just as good, if not better, and this is Jacoby Brissett we're talking about, just as good, if not better, a chance to win games the rest of this year, and they're better off with a new quarterback next year.
Yeah, I kind of co-sign all of that. Yeah. I've never been a Kyler Murray fan. I think he just plays backyard football, and it's a lot of scrambling and forcing stuff to happen. Yeah. So I've never been super impressed with him. I'm sorry that he's injured, but it sucks for that whole franchise.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I feel like we can't go this whole week without mentioning the elephant in the room, or I should say the dog in the room that might be a duplicate of a certain dog in the room. Of course, we're talking Tom Brady, who revealed that he has a clone of his late dog, Lua, who passed away in 2023. Here's the quote from People.com. "I love my animals. They mean the world to me and my family. A few years ago, I worked with Colossal Biosciences and leveraged their non-invasive cloning technology through a simple blood draw of our family's elderly dog before she passed." Mego, I do know you didn't want to talk too much about this, but we at least got to dedicate a minute for this wild story that Tom Brady shared about cloning his dog.
A few thoughts here. Has anyone looked up this company to make sure it's real and he's not just pulling our leg?
Remember that crypto scam he was involved with?
I
have not looked them up.
Sorry, when you win a fish at the fair, I thought that my goldfish lived for 7 years to find out that my parents were replacing the goldfish without telling me when I was
little. Of Queens episode about that, where they kept replacing Doug's
exactly.
dog, and he thought his dog was 25.
So they're
years
like,
old.
Hey, Brady, we TB12, we cloned your dog.
A real company, by the way. Googled it, and they have a website.
Okay, two other things then. How long until Pablo Torre clones a dog for his own investigation into this process? And two, the only next process is that Brady clones himself.
He already did. He's playing number 10 for the Pats, Mego.
We know that there is Dolly the sheep, who is cloned, in the 90s
How
at
is
some
Dolly
point?
By? Is Dolly still alive?
I mean, Dolly's definitely dead.
That was
so?
In the 90s, John.
How long does sheep live? I have no
so
idea.
So dead.
I don't know how long sheep
But lived. Remember, she was the big news. She was the sheep that was cloned. So they've been cloning these animals for a long time. they've always said, these scientists, we can't play God. We're not going to clone a person. But you got billionaires out there who are throwing their morals and ethics to the wind. And if Brady cozies up to somebody on their mega yacht and says, clone me, why not? You know, clone me. Put me in the NFL again. But do you think, like, though, do you think after a couple martinis, one of their, or whatever, ayahuasca, one of those guys says no to Brady?
And you know all these billionaires, too. Like, they all want to live forever.
Exactly.
So they're going to start cloning. Like, there's going to be two Elon Musks out there.
Well, first they had the
Bill Gates, you know.
They had to isolate their consciousness and intelligence and put it into, like, machine, like, AI learning, like, off-platform it. And then they can clone themselves, and then they can
put it in a new body.
Implement it back
which
in there.
Which is scary. But, yeah, look, here's the thing. Like, when my childhood pets have died, I was devastated.
Of course,
I have a dog now.
It's the worst thing ever.
I have a dog now. Someday, if he passes away,
I'll even want to talk about it.
I'll be devastated. I think cloning your dog is bizarre.
It's stupid.
You want to adopt a new dog? Go for it, man. Like, you, even if you
it's
want,
not the same dog.
Even if my dog had puppies and I adopted one of their puppies, that's great. But to clone the dog, like, it just, to me, it almost speaks to an inability to let anything go.
Well,
like the guy
sad.
That wanted to play to 45, the guy that, you know, couldn't let law, and which served him in his NFL career, couldn't let accept this loss or however you want to word it. It's just weird. And it's also another slippery slope. Like you mentioned Dolly the sheep. Now it's, think about it, and just to forget, take Tom Brady out of it. This is somebody's pet. Like, they just clone their pet.
So there
like,
was,
this isn't a medical research curing disease thing. They just wanted to clone their pet and clone their
pet. Well, and they have done this for a while. There was a story on NPR, I remember, about a guy who cloned his cow because he loved his cow. And he was
best
sad.
Best hamburgers ever.
He was sad because his cow was not the same. Yeah. He had a cow that was like, did you ever read that book about the Ferdinand the Bull? Who's too nice and just wants to smell the flowers.
Yeah.
That's what his cow was like. And then he cloned the cow, and the cow that came out was this like aggressive, mean cow.
Yeah. But in a way,
it's not the same animal.
That's a good thing, I think, because like it speaks to like everyone and every animal is their own unique individual. So if Brady's dog was exactly the same, that would make it even worse for me. Like if he clones the dog and the dog's totally different, it's still really bizarre.
It's creepy.
But it'd be even worse if it was exactly.
It's just creepy.
And again,
there's
like
no
this
way
is
around
the
it.
Like, and I'm not saying Brady would do this, but he cloned his pet already. What if he's in a few years? He's like, you know, I miss having little kids. I'm going to clone one of my kids and have a little kid again.
That's dark.
But no, I'm not saying him specifically. But you know how these billionaires think they all want to live forever. They want the kids to live forever. Like, I don't know. Like it is bizarre, but I think it's kind of. Are you going to be shocked in the year 2050 if there's cloned humans around 25 years from now?
I don't like to think about it, but I think that that is in the future.
Yeah, and I don't like it either. Like, you're going to have humanoid robots and cloned humans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.